Blog Talk Radio.
Cool, we got it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you tonight? This is Jethro Smith and Dean Flanagan. Welcome, all of you guys that are tuning in. Remember this site, if you want to get through to us and you're having any problems, to go ahead and check us out here on the phone number is 773-897-6461, and you can get in. We are welcoming all of you, and this has been a very great way to go ahead and get the show going. Any of you who've ever been on and listened to us before, we like to continue with our work and the work that we do here on Psyche's Gone Wild by having you contact us here, and we do readings. I have a lot of you writing in and doing emails, and we welcome those. We do those for readings, and we are going to start out tonight. Dina is a certified psychic medium. She was born with the gift and has been reading professionally for over 25 years. Dina has a way of using the past, present, and future to see people at a soul level and drawing communication with your loved ones from the other side also as a mediumship. Dina is also not only world-renowned, but she has been placed in the last 4 years in the top psychics in the American Federation and also known throughout New York as one of the sexy psychics, too. How are you, Dina?
I'm doing great. Awesome. Really good to be here tonight.
Welcome, Dina, and those of you tuning in, this is Jethro. I also American certified. We both have been placing up there pretty high. We've got this new teasing thing going on that everyone has turned in. They have decided to put our different psychics on there. So if you guys will watch the new New York box, the New York Square, there's a lot of marketing and things going in through there of those of us who they've decided are attractive. Now, we teased Dina because years ago I made a mistake in one of my helping her market that I had put Dina out as this lady who definitely wasn't Dina. Well, now that through the years and Dina's fame got out there and people got to know, and those of you know that, you know, she had the tallness of, what are you, 5'4", 5'2"?
5'2".
You know, very petite, attractive person. All these individuals have told me, Dina will be no longer hidden. And you're going to get a little bit of this tonight because we've got a lot of emails coming in as Dina started, numbers started coming up real high on the attractive psychics and the, especially with the women psychics, one of our phenomenal, Patty Negri, Kim Wilson Ward. All of you guys know some of these beautiful ladies, Jen Bach Drakey, and, you know, they were saying, Jethro has hidden Dina. We want to know why, and now we're going to be getting teased about it. Dina, how do you feel about this? I mean, we as psychics don't look at individuals physically. You know, and for years, I couldn't even tell you things about people. I could tell you their aura. I could tell you different energies. How do you feel about that, being known with that? Is that?
I don't know. I'm with you. I mean, like, I see a person from the inside out rather than the outside in. I mean, yeah. I mean, I love a good piece of artwork. So I love to look at beautiful bodies myself, meaning men, women, I don't care because it's artwork to me. But when it comes down to, you know, the person itself, you know, I've dated all various different types and whatever, because it's what's on the inside to me, like the good person, the soul, the whatever. You could be the most beautiful person in the world, but if you don't have a good soul, that doesn't make you so beautiful. So when I meet somebody, I actually see their soul first. But there's a lot of people who can't or don't. So, you know, it doesn't, that's okay. I mean, whatever it is, but it's important that everybody has a good soul.
I agree with you. And I love all of you tuning in tonight. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith and Dina Flanagan. We're discussing the new moon. For those of you know that with the cycle right now until here on Friday, it will go into the final of it, that we're really working within the part of it being not only in Gemini, but also working out with the astrology of the new moon is in a time working with right across the with Venus. So love and truth with relationship. And I want to tease individuals. Isn't this always something you should do, is to be truthful and honest to the people you love? And I had someone write into me, Jethro, this has just come in, and they were all panicked. And I said, this scares me when this is something you should be doing on your own, and now you're panicked because the planets are telling you. So I think you should always be truthful and honest. And we're going to talk a little bit of honesty with those of you who know what me and Gina do. We don't give you the candy coated reading. I have had a lot of an individual tonight. We're going to pick up the phones. You'll get to get a few minutes reading. What we'd like to do is to give a little taste and example. You really want to get the full flavor of it. Go to our websites at mine, www.jethrosmith.net or www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com. Those of you tuned in, you can catch those in the room there. And, you know, check us out there. Go to those, like, again, those websites. We, you know, all of you know if you type in our name and in Google anymore, and Dina's is Maine, you know, the state Maine, Kittery, or with me, Virginia, or Florida. Either way, you're going to get it. With Jethro and a Smith, you're going to pretty well get that name. Type it in, get a hold of us, get on our website, get a reading with us. All of you Facebook friends and family, we're in there tonight. I'm going to read off a little bit of it. We always do a Dear Gina. Dear Gina, I have to ask a question of you. My sister has recently got a hold of me and has decided to date a gentleman who's not of our family ethics. I'm very worried and concerned, you see, because we are not of metaphysical or, as you call yourself, light psychics or workers. I'm very concerned, and I'm writing you because my friend told me that you're very honest and that sometimes you will help individuals in a bad situation with spirituality. How are we going to be able to sit around the table with this man and eat dinner with him when he does Reiki and reads minds? I'm worried.
Well, first of all, you must be of that mind or else you wouldn't be on the show listening. So you've got to... You know, you must be somewhat open to it, you know, or else we wouldn't be having this conversation. So, you know, really, you, again, we're going to go back to see into their soul. If this person, it doesn't matter what he does, you can just, but here's the thing. I don't, when I'm sitting around people who are not into this or whatever I do, I don't force it down somebody's throat. I if somebody asks me about it, I'll tell them. But until they ask me about it, I'm not going to say anything. So perhaps this person will be the same, you know, or perhaps you can explain it to him so that he can be of that, because, you know, we all do what we do because we enjoy doing it or believe in it, but we don't have to make anybody else believe in it. So, you know, I don't think it will be as bad as you think, because, like, being on the other side, that I'm that person, you know, I know when to talk about it, when not to talk about it, when it makes people uncomfortable. I never, ever bring it up unless somebody wants to talk about it, you know, so it's not, you know, it's not that bad. And where you are asking a question and listening, perhaps on the side, you know, you can just talk a little bit to him about it. Let him know he's a little bit accepted, but these are the ways you're accepted.
And I love that, and I agree with you, and I do understand this, and that's like Dina's saying, you looked us up on here, you found us on it, and I can tell, you know, looking at the sites here, you could see in all of our rooms, everything is psychic stonewall. I got to be honest, I love it, and I love what Dina said there. I got to be on the other side of this too. How is he going to feel? I think that you should be, if you say, you know, of your own light persuasion or your faith, you don't really say there. I mean, you have to give us a little more to go on. I do know that I have Buddhist friends that we very much do an sacredness in time energy. I've had other individuals who believe that I am more of a different part of a light worker or different things, or something that we don't bring up. The word itself has become a little bit of a very off-key word, so we use a lot of intuitive or sensitive. And, you know, I got to tease you guys a little bit. If this person is one of these individuals, he may want just the total opposite. I have a lot of individuals that I work with that don't know who I am, and I really pride myself on the fact of it's nice to just have that life. Because, I mean, Dina can tell you, I've had so many times that I've sat down at a party or been around people, and the first question they have with me, because of knowing it, is, what's my future? That's just like asking a dentist who just walked in, I've got a cavity right over here. Could you kind of look in my mouth while everybody's talking and pull it out? And it's a very odd thing. You wouldn't go to, you know, an energy and ask someone to do that at a dinner table more than you would to just sit down and ask them to read about the seriousness that you've got going on in your life. Or another one to me is, you know, just as we're having conversation nonchalantly, what are the lottery numbers? Or, you know, these little things like that. So you got to look at our, you know, wear the shoe and put the other foot. We like to be able to be treated with respect too. And I think that, you know, if the person is very much with that, he would set a time and they're on a space to do it. I think he'll get really offended with me if we're sitting in a busy restaurant or someplace. Like I said, I've just met them and they, you know, slap out their palm for me to read that little baby and they want me to tell them why their lifeline has three crooked lines in it and a little X. And I politely explain to them those three little crooked lines, you know, are because the salad bar is over there and I'm really hungry. And if they don't get out of the way of it, they have a risk of losing that lifeline. No, I'm kidding. So what I want you guys to really think about what we just had there. This is the truth and the love about the psychics. Look at it from both sides. I've got a lot of friends here and I do welcome all of you students and people. Please get with us if you'd like. I'm doing classes now and I do them on a weekly basis and they're very affordable. You can send to me and then we pick a time during the week. It's included in the class amount, very affordable at $15. And what I do is I want to talk with you over the phone and I have a time with you. So you not only get your email, which explains everything, but then I take a good, you know, 15 minutes in the week where we sit and discuss what I sent to you, how it is with you, and I can read you a little bit. I have a lot of friends. We enjoy this. It is included in there. You know, I'm not going to read you for half an hour. Those of you know you read with that, and I don't have to. What you're going to love about doing this, those of you who are looking at this, is you're going to get one-on-one with someone who's done it over 30 years. I pride myself in this. I'm very accurate. Dina for years has talked about it. I know you can contact Dina. She'll work with you on email. Also, something I want to bring up real quick before we go, we've got a lot more Dear Dinas and we'll go into, is send Dina a picture, a recent picture of yourself, three or four questions. And, you know, I think, what are you right now, Dina, for an email? 35, 40?
Yeah. Well, basically, it's about $15 a question.
So $45,
well,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, $45, yep.
And that's perfect. See, she's giving you a very good deal because you're running about 60. I know she was under it, and I apologize to you guys. So $45, you send it to Dina at, you know, at her email, and she will do this for you. And what I like about the convenience of the emails, I have a lot of you customers ask, is if you send me the aura and you do the pictures, I can do it at a time, and I can have it back to you in a couple of days. So you're not only getting the email and your what you need, but you're not scheduled into that time. I know a lot of individuals that I've read for, and a lot of my people, my friends, and how people I've helped, have asked me through the years, what is this going to do? What's that going to do? And let's get together. When you send this, you get it all down, and then you can read it at your leisure. And, of course, with an email, it's like a tape. You always have it. Those, and this is something I want to bring up. I encourage every one of my clients now, whether it's through the phone, Skype, or personal sessions here in Virginia or Tampa, to please tape. And I'm going to tell you, this is a really good sign. The reason why is because of the accuracy. If you guys will look on our resumes, I have I won another award for 42, couple of 5A people with referrals and reviews. And the reason is I've been having this accuracy for all these years is because of this reason. We go in, we do our job, we get her done. And I want you, this is why I, you know, and I had someone ask me, why do you work with Dina? And I go, who else wouldn't I work with? Dina's the same way. We all joke and tease about me and her, and we're honoring, you'll get to see this with our brotherly and sisterly friendship. But we are very determined when it comes to what we do. And that's why I work with her. I work with the best, you know, Patty Negri, Dina Flanagan, and those that are calling in tonight are going to get to talk with us. We're going to have a little bit of time here. We've got some people asking about the past ones, and you guys are going to get your wish. We've already started talking to some of the past people. Write us there and let me know on Facebook or, you know, at my website. You can get a hold of me. Our Jethro helps at gmail.com. And what I will do is I'm bringing back some of the people you want to bring back. We've been doing this for many years, and I know some of you guys want to bring back our real hearty ones. And we have a new thing that you're joking about and you want to do it, and we're going to try and work out a special. Patty's already said yes. Dina's talked about it. We're going to bring those sexy women out here, the ones you want to talk to, the ones you guys are voting on, who are now running in those top five lists. And, you know, I feel very proud that we have actually had four out of the top six ladies have been on Psychics Gone Wild. So I pick my friends wisely. They may be ornery and they're good psychics, but they're also attractive psychics who, you know, you just have to argue with them. It's all it is. So, Dina, tell everybody what you've been doing. It's summertime in Maine. Are you out eating lobster? What are you doing up
there? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've begun my camping. And, you know, like I live on the ocean here. So every day I get to go to the ocean or, you know, I do walks around the ocean or near the ocean because we have paths even here. But I also love my camping, which is further up Maine, which is with the lakes. So I've been doing, you know, course readings, healings. And then for my downtime is, yeah, just camping and kind of tuning in with nature.
I love that. And those of you know, it's not, you know, camping is not only a grounding experience, but it's a mental clarity. It's a very wonderful thing. And I have teased Dina now with my relationship. I've gotten into it, and I really enjoy that here with when we go out, me and her will, we have, you know, have had camp before and did that through, you know, times. It's a soul retrieval thing. So any of you who do it. And I, you guys have teased me, you know, before I was the big jokester. You remember back in the days, I'm like, if it didn't have a microwave and a kitchen and a good setup, I wasn't going to go on these little outings. And I've realized that, you know, a tent and actually doing it out, just sitting out there enjoying the people is the way to go. So we love all you guys. We love you calling in. I'm so glad to have you back. Welcome to 2016 with Psychics Gone Wild. All new. We got people going, Jethro, we've listened to all your older shows. We love them so much. We don't know why, but sometimes when I listen to the show, I feel like you guys were just really, really connected. What happened to make you guys stop? Nothing. Really, we just got very, very busy, and everyone had different things to go, and we had to kind of really take that time to get caught up. And, you know, if those of you know, we've had people on television, we've got out there. I know that Dina's been in numerous magazines. I've had a couple of magazines I've been in. Jan Bach Drakey is a publisher of one of the main magazines and works with that. So, you know, it just we just get busy. What would you say happened, Dina, to why we took a little time out?
Yeah, you know, so, well, we've been doing it for years. So, sometimes, you know, people, we go through growth periods. So sometimes you need to step back to let your growth, you know, take place and or just take a break. And then you come back refreshed and new perspectives and new whatever. So, you know, I think it was just that's, I mean, after years of doing it, we just kind of needed a little break. And now we're back.
We love it. And those of you tuning in, we're going to be doing on a 2 o'clock show here. Watch during the week. It comes up on Facebook or on Blog Talk. And watch because we're going to be doing some extra special ones. And we've got a friend, Annette, who will be watching in the room. And she'll be able to help you guys get you to our websites where you need to be or have just a friend to talk to. It's just a lot of fun and you guys will like it. 780, you get to be on Psychics Gone Wild. Wow. What do you know, 780?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's Michelle from Canada. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. Great. This is Jethro and this is Dina, and we're welcoming you. We're just sitting here rattling our lips away and kind of spooching when we picked up the phone. You didn't know you were going to be spun out there.
No.
Phones are going off the wall, and I'm proud of you to get in. How is it? I mean, were you having – because the phones are going – I'm trying to watch this, and they're piling in. These are Dina's fans and mine, and I tease them because – You know, you just did it catch you off guard? Did it even tell you you were on live? What did it do?
No, all of a sudden you were just like, yeah, hi. I was like, okay, whoa, okay, I didn't expect that.
Well, that's what we like, candid and wild and just, you know, spontaneous. Michelle, I am picking up energy here, and I'm going to tease you a little bit because I can feel this, and I thank you for calling us because I am picking up a lot of stuff happening for you, new beginnings. I know we usually, because of time, ask a question, but I'm going to just go with this if it's okay with you.
Sure.
I'm feeling that you have been in a part of something happening here that is better for work. They're telling me that you're in a situation that's going real well for you. And that you have also decided to do something here. What I'm sensing is something to start out with. I want to say Cupid, but it looks to me more like you're trying to work out something of kind of love thyself, too. I feel like you're getting to know you.
Oh, yes, definitely getting to know me. I've been single over 2 years, so.
Ah, that's why Cupid's over there on the back and you're slapping him down. Because I love that backhanded girl thing. You're like, no, no, Angel, sit down with the star and keep the arrow from the buttocks. Because what I saw there is happening. I know, this is cute. I love you. So you call in here, and I just let girls go first. Dina will punch me later when there's no audience. She does beat me. I want you to know that. And she is tougher.
You know, I'm doing it now. Can't you feel it?
Yeah, I'm 6'1". I'm in Virginia, and she's hitting me at 5'2", just beating the crap out of my legs. You know, so, Michelle, and they said that this strength that you're having and what's going on for you is what I'm sensing. Is this fun? I feel like the first time I've ever talked to you, and I feel like I just know you. Do you see? I'm taking Michelle. Michelle's a family member now. We're keeping her. This love and energy that I feel is so positive. I feel that you're taken into something that's there that you didn't get to show with yourself for a while. And I think that's why you're in tonight. I feel like this new age to you. I feel like somebody used to try to run you. Maybe it's this ex or something. I feel like somebody was trying to keep you a little bit in what their life was, and you've missed so much.
Yeah.
It's wild. Dina, what are you getting for our lovely dear here?
Well, you took all the words out of my mouth, but I mean, you know, I love your energy. I think it's great. I think that after all the hard work you've done, it's finally paying off. That's what they're telling me. That your rewards are coming. Yeah, your rewards are coming. and they're saying good job because you're finally on the path that you're meant to be on. And they're also
awesome.
Telling you that they know it took a lot to get there, but they're proud of you and they're glad you're there. And to be ready for some exciting new changes because you're actually putting something into place right now to change. You got ideas, plan something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're saying that that's a great thing. It's going to go well. But it's finally your time. So they're glad you never gave up because this is where you were always supposed to be. You just got derailed a little.
Yeah.
So they're saying that welcome. They're kind of saying welcome back. You had a great spirit as a child. You know, it got squashed a lot, but you had a great spirit. You always wanted. You like to see the good in things and see the best in things, and you know that sort of thing. And it was taken away from you. Now it's getting back. That's what they're talking about. So these exciting changes that are coming up will be good for you. It will really take you to places that you've been wanting to go. They've heard your prayers. They've heard your requests, and they're trying to answer them.
Awesome. Very cool. Mm. Well, that makes sense. You've been looking for a job and looking for love, so definitely up for it.
Yeah, and it's coming. That's what they're saying. Your rewards are coming.
Very cool.
And I feel like you're going to get the job first, and I feel like Cupid's going to be over there in the corner. Will be the right relationship, and I feel that it's got to be that. I feel that this person's going to be real strong here. They're also showing me that there's something going out with the parts of July that it just goes into a relationship. I'm seeing, and I got to laugh at you. I'm from Wyoming, but I'm seeing like an antelope. I don't see a deer. I don't see it, but I see an antelope. And I'm asking, is this what that, you know, I'm like, okay, is this person antelope? Usually it's there. They're in the Rocky Mountains, but I don't know why they're showing this antelope. Do you like a hunter? Are you one of those girls who likes those guys who likes to go out and take pictures of them? Because I don't know if it's hunting or something with an antelope.
Interesting.
With
well,
a deer and the antelope play.
Yeah, oh. Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Awesome.
Yeah, especially with me feeling that and sitting over here because I'm like, you know, and Virginia does have a lot of animals, but I'm used to the Rocky Mountains. I'm used to walking out and having a moose follow behind you, you know, and it's like, oh, my God. I had an elk one time that I could have reached out from my glass and wiped his nose. The problem was I was scared. He was looking at the mirror and thought that it was another elk looking back, and I thought, if he decides to wham, you know, but you know, that's another story. We'll tell you that later, Michelle. I love you, Jerry. You better get on there. They're going, Jeff, you better let me talk to Dina tonight or I will take your pizza. Nobody's taking my pizza. Talk to Dina.
You
so we love
you. You rock.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Stay wild. It's the way to be.
You.
We are wild, and we've got friends. We just made friends with a friend named Michelle in Canada. We're going to make friends with you. We get on the phones. Here we go. Dalen has wrote me, Jethro, I have a problem with the number 7. It's been in my life. It keeps coming up in many ways. I can't understand it. Please help me. Numerology comes up in different patterns, and if 7's coming into your life, it's usually a spiritual step. It's something of growth. I'll ask Dina here. We'll get with both sides because me and her, we do agree and disagree on some things. You know, we have that way. But I've always thought 7's were lucky unless you're in Vegas and you're not getting them when you're rolling dice. What do you think, Dina?
Well, what's the problem? That nothing was said about the problem. To me, it sounds like a great thing, not a problem. So, I mean, you know, are they coming up and bad things are happening to you, or are they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's the problem?
We are psychic, but you have to give us a little bit more on than just to go with a topic here. I had a woman write me one time and said she was having all these situations with her totem, and then 4 chapters later, I realized the part of it what was happening was the totem they had given her was not matching her aura. So she had someone who had given her the wrong totem. So make sure you let us know what, like Dina said, give a little more to go on. If the numbers keep doing it symbolically and things are happening, it could be a karmic lesson.
Yeah, It's either, I mean, because if it's not good things that are happening, that's probably it, a karmic lesson. But usually the 7 is a very lucky number, like Jethro says. So usually when numbers occur quite often, there's something for you to get out of it. That would be either growth. It'd be growth in either direction, whether it's the karmically from a past life growth or in this life growth. So read about the number 7 or triple 777 or 77. You know, read about it and see what's doing. Maybe something will resonate with you because usually when they do, when numbers occur quite frequently, they want you to understand something, get something.
And we've read Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Six Sins. I do talk about the numerology, and I put in there a little good way to use that to read with a lot of different tools, everything from the playing cards to dice. Remember, Uncle Jethro's recipes, and I do really believe, just like Dina said, with those numbers, you get a pattern with it, it's going to be it. You also need to work within some of your own pattern, too. Let's say you keep getting a number, and everybody else is telling you that's just a wonderful number. But like we just said, make sure and understand what else is around it. You know, sometimes it takes a meditation, looking at it, seeing it. Try different colors around it, surrounding it. I know a friend of mine, remember, we talked to a friend before who was getting some things with some fours, and they talked to us. And me and Dina suggested them using the unconditional pink. She's having very good luck. And Natalie lives in Nebraska. She had wrote me last week and said that she was so happy. She now has four daughters and thinks that me and Dina, through the years, have put something on her with like a son. But she says there's a lot of things happening. But I will tease her. Natalie has also had two when she got a hold of us. So it could be that maybe her husband and her just seem to have that factor more. But we'll tease her. And, you know, she can blame it on me and Dean as long as they, you know, call in psychics going wild. We got a lot of calls. And I'm going, Jethro, if you don't get on the phone and start talking, we're going to get you. So we got 480. What do you know, 480? We're on psychics going wild. This is Jethro and Dina. What are you doing?
Hey, this is Mike in California.
Hey, Mike. Welcome to psychics going wild. It's been a little while since you called in. I'm glad some of our regulars. Are you having fun out there in California?
Absolutely. Just, well, you know, in traffic.
Oh, no. Are you anywhere near L.A.? Run.
Right. No. Right. Well, I'm headed towards the beach now from L.A., so yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We lived there in Pasadena, and there was days. You know, I am psychic, but I'm not a driver in L.A., and from being in Wyoming, I would hit the traffic, and I would end up in many miles away. Just you got to go with the flow, and they just pack in. So, Mike, what do you got a question for us? And I'll let ladies go first. I know Dina.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at making a local move, and I've got a couple cities in mind, if you don't mind. Carpentria, Ventura, or the third choice would be inland, closer to work.
What's that first one again?
The first one is Carpentria.
And Ventura.
Ventura.
Inland, closer to work. I feel that Ventura is the better move. I have this sense about it, you know, like there's something there for you to be had. I don't think any of them are bad choices. So, you know, you're not going to go wrong with whatever you choose, but I get this strong pull toward Ventura is what I'm getting. Jethro, what do you think?
I'm agreeing. I'm feeling the same thing. I also feel like there's been some situations that are on the part of it that's going to go with the Ventura more, and I feel they're going to come to a light here real soon. As you were talking, Mike, I could feel that pull of the gravity. You've got to be, I feel like, in a situation that either way it's going to be, but I feel like the Ventura is going to be better. It's just getting a hold of it and grabbing on is what they're telling me.
Yeah, well, Ventura, I mean, Carpentria is an amazing beach town, but Ventura is a beach town, but a little bit closer to work. So it's kind of the best of both worlds there in that sense.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I feel. That's what I feel for you. I feel like it's just going to bring you more peace, you know, that they keep saying more peace.
Yes, very much.
Peace means shorter drive.
exactly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mike. We're welcoming everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Dina, just getting wilder by the minute. Those of you calling in at 773-897-6461, we're running down here and having some fun. And speaking of, how about you, 941? It's your turn to have some fun, 941.
Good evening. My name is Wendy, and I'm wondering if you see anything about my job. I'm unhappy in my present job. Do you see me getting a new job?
Go ahead, Jethro.
Oh my goodness, Wendy. I do see something coming through here, but I'm also seeing that I feel like it's a thing that you're looking for and you're out there putting into. I feel like it's time. I feel like that you said a new job, and I feel like it's something that is I feel like it's out of the area where you are. I feel like it's not in the same company. I feel like you're looking at something a little different. I feel like it is time. I feel like you've kind of outgrown that. There's what I'm getting. And something's there. Something's starting to pend or change. Something's changing where you are now.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. There's some people that are kind of backstabbing and gossiping a lot and making fun of some people. And then I don't know if the owner is trying to sell it out, like just get rid of the business. That's what I almost wonder if that's what's going on too. I don't know.
I feel that game there is going to have you pushing you to get you out. You know, and sometimes the guides will allow that. You've got strong worth ethics, and I feel like you've also got your shield up, but I feel like what's getting you is that the guides are allowing it just enough to make you really kind of look elsewhere, because the person that's, and I do agree, something with selling it or something's coming. That's what I was getting, like I said earlier. I do feel that, I feel like it's going to be a different resource or something better, and there's better stuff for you. I feel like that, you know, once you've decided that you're a good quality worker, and that's the key, is, you know, you want the tenure, but nowadays we're finding out you need the tenure of working the job doesn't mean you have to stay at the place. Those old days where you stay and the company was good and the 401 and we all stayed in there are gone, because the economy and the things we've got, you have to fight so hard now to make a living. You have to go for the better job. I mean, don't you feel, Dina?
Yeah, well, what I'm feeling is I feel like you're, like Justin says, a good person, a good worker, but I feel a wicked energy drain from you. You know, that. So this job is taking bits and pieces away from you. You know, it's this energy drain I feel. So when I feel that with somebody, I feel it's time to move on, for sure. But more so than the company dispersing or whatever, I feel like it's a conscious choice, you know, that it's time. Your soul is saying it's time for a change. It's time to move on, you know, because this is what your soul needs. And because you need to stop getting drained. I feel this drain from you, you know. I don't know what it is, but I just keep feeling, ugh. My energy goes, ugh. So, and yeah. You don't need that kind of crap. You don't need to work with that kind of crap, you know, the backstabbing and the crapola. So it's about you moving into a place that fits you better, fits your soul better. And it's out there. It really is. So you need the confidence enough or the faith enough to go get it, because it's time for a change anyway. You know, don't matter what that company is doing. It's time for a change for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it will be good for you. You know, like, you'll like it. You'll enjoy it. Don't be afraid of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you. And thank you for calling in, Winda. And, you know, keep us informed. We're going to keep our prayers to you. Psyche's gone wild. We're getting wilder. I got a friend here writing in, dear, you were right on in March, Jethro. You're one of the fastest talkers there is. Oh, having a great time. You rock as usual. Well, thank you. So we're going in. Hey, you know, when you're accurate, you can talk as fast as you want. I can't help it, you guys. I'm just so excited and happy to be here. It's Dina's fault. Dina is a psychic healer, and she's raising energy to the point where I can't breathe and talk at the same time. No, it's not. I always blame everything on her.
That's all right. No. I'll be the fall guy.
She'll be the fall guy. So those of you tuning in, we're getting wilder. It's fun to be back. It's good to see everyone, or I guess they actually hear everyone. We can see you if you call or you give us your picture with the energy. We had an individual ask me about this, and we have a joke. Did you know that people who are very light blue energies are very fast talkers, or actually people who are auras who are very casual oftentimes will have a lower energy and a red energy? And we have been kind of working on it. Dean, would you say this falls? I know we disagree sometimes on chakra. Maybe I'll get a fight out of her tonight. Would you say that if you were talking to someone and they were blue energy would be higher, or would it be the opposite? Red would be higher, a person with red energy.
No, to me, red is more of a irritated, agitated energy sometimes. So, but it's a power energy too. So it depends. Blue to me is more peaceful and calm. And to me, someone who is peaceful and calm is more powerful.
Ooh, so see, and this is where we always have these little discussions. Dina, for some reason, likes to start at the top of the chakra, and I've always started at the bottom of the chakra. Little do we know why, but that's why we roll as we do. And I would give you that. I love you that, and the fact is you're correct that the energy would be higher, because obviously when a person sees red or becomes more passionate or any other energies. So it'll be interesting. Those of you that are tuning in tonight, we welcome all you aura readers to call in and give your debate. I have someone writing over here. Dina's right, Jethro, and you know that I always stick up for her, so knock it off. Okay, we're not going to – that doesn't count. So we're going to have to get some of you guys to write in and Facebook or let us know here. You can't just say Dina's right because you love Dina. We all love Dina. But you just give too easy, and she'll take your salad and your lunch money and everything. You just got to
– No, yes, they can.
Let me think. Listen, yes, you can. You can be her little favorite if you want. Kiss her upper. 504. How are you? This is Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro and Dina. 504.
Hi, it's Mary Lou from New Orleans. How are you, Jethro?
Wonderful, Mary Lou. Gosh, it's like family week. You guys are calling, and I love you guys. It's so good. Now I'm a little farther away from you. I used to be down there in Tampa. Mary Lou, a question you got for me? And while Dina's got to have everybody for her friend.
I was going to ask about business. What do you see with business for me?
Oh, who's going first, Jethro?
I'm seeing stars, and I don't know if it's because I don't know if Dina's hitting me in the head, because sometimes she psychically just shoves me out of the way right into the... No, I'm kidding. She's not that mean today, but she's got the energy that's there. I'll go ahead, and I'll see what I'm seeing with the stars.
All right. Well, I feel like that is there something that you've been working diligently at, you have put in place, putting a plan in place?
Yeah,
because that's what I'm feeling, and it's good. You should go for it, but really make sure that it's what you want, and let's check some balances are in place, because the last thing you need right now is more work that, you know, harder worker. You know what I mean? Like, that's the last thing you need right now, as far as it being like, if it goes great, that's fine, but if it doesn't go great, then it ends up being stressful and more work. So they're just saying, make sure there's checks and balances. What are you doing for it? What are you doing for a business?
I'm a photographer, so I have a lot of irons in the fire. I'm trying to get a book project done and exhibited.
Uh-huh.
Funded.
Okay. So that's what I'm seeing then, because they're saying it's a lot of work, and make sure everything is just the way it's supposed to be, and then it will be good, you know. But there's still more work to be done. But you're on the right path, and it's going to lead you into some other ideas. And part of these other ideas is really what's going to make it things happen. Sometimes you have to do this, that, or this to get to where you got to get to, and that's kind of what you're doing. So this is where you're headed. So I see that. When they're showing it to me, like, this is good, go ahead and do it, but make sure you're careful. But then I see more work, and then more work. So I see it just being part of a piece of where you're headed. So, like, this isn't just it and that's the end. I see it being it going further. And so it will just be more work on top of more work until you finally get to where you got to get to. But it will be good.
Okay. But so
just,
financially.
What's that?
So financially, I'll be able to make it through this proposal phase?
Yes, and I love it, because that's what I'm seeing. I'm also, I've saved currency and numerology for coins, and what I saw was stars on it with money. And what I was impressed with, and I love what Dina was talking about there, I feel like this is exactly why you're being put through the energy that you are, is that it's all coming together for you. What I saw was the stars stacked, which we all know financially, when money stacks, it's a good sign. I also feel like that what's happening here for you is you're being really pushed to do the extra right now. It's like they want you front and center as much acting as you have done. You used to give away things or do things that would probably could have been financially charged for. They're telling me you used to do
today.
Yeah. Yes. And they're telling me that it's time to get those things up. You know?
What?
Worried a little bit, and I apologize, boy. We got energy so high. Me and you're gonna blow this phone. You can tell energy. Some of our friends are. You've got. She's one of our friends. It's just very strong abilities, because I can just feel the energy through the phone with you. And what they're telling me is that that you also have dealt with something else that is been holding you back. I feel like your arm. I feel like being pulled back, pressure. And that's sometimes with me, I'm getting symbology, and that's what they're telling me. And I agree with what Dina had said. It's going to all come there, and it's going to be there for you. Be careful that you yourself are not limiting yourself, is what they're telling me.
Okay.
You know, and we love you dearly. And I don't know what's going on, but our phones are. You down there in Louisiana? You guys get a little wild. Are you having a little party or something? What's going on?
Oh, well, I have a speaker phone thing, and I'm walking around the house as I listen.
I love it. And those of you, it's got to be something about that state. I want to thank you. I've had the most wireless. I had a lady and a customer today. Also, a couple 2 days ago, I had one come in for a reading. And my teacher, my second teacher, Abby, that's where she came from, was Lake Charles, Louisiana. I love you guys in Louisiana. I had a lady tease me one time. She goes, why do you tease every state? And I go, I just like to tease people. So please don't get offended. I had a guy one time write me from Louisiana and said, if I made a joke again about teasing with Louisiana, he'd come beat me up. And I'm like, why? And it was because I lived in Colorado and he hated people from Colorado. And it's like, I'm from Wyoming. I just moved down here. It's just, I want to make sure we keep everybody on a good note, because I've got someone writing me already on Facebook. Jethro, we're really upset that you did not come to your normal time. You used to be on at 10 o'clock, and then I turn in and you're halfway over, and now I don't get to hear Dina. Thanks a lot. Okay.
10 o'clock.
Where are you now?
I'm in Virginia, and it's 8:40 here.
Oh, Virginia.
Yeah.
What part of Virginia?
Up here in Alexandria, just left Arlington.
Oh my goodness, all the way up in the DC metro.
Yes, and you know what's, oh my god, and you know what's funny is we went to the ghost place. Those of you look on Facebook, you'll see there with some friends of ours. We went and did the square there. You've got to go do it if you guys have not went there. Dolly Madison's house and the ghosts there are out of this world. We went on a tour, did some pictures. You'll see some really good orbs there with me. You can see where there's a ghost picture of a lover who there was a triangle love there, and the guy was actually shot and killed by a famous person. You know, I'll leave that to you guys to find out who it was. But what was really intense and cool about it was we got to take pictures here, and there is a lot, obviously, ghosts. What I was impressed with DC was my fiance has a really cool totem. We were there, we had things going on. It was like there was animals out, there was things happening. I love it here. I say it gets a little more wild with the wildlife at night. There was probably, you know, but there was that way in Tampa. It was that way in Galveston, and especially in LA. I've lived in some towns that, you know, you have to be careful, but the guides always seem to really, you know, keep me rocking. Did you think I'd be up there?
In that area, college in that area, you need to check out Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. It's not far away.
I will do that. Thank you. I love it. See, this is what I love about it. We give these guys our friends and our readings, and they give us advice, and they give us readings. We are just like the wild ones. Thank you. I will do it, and I'll let you know. Listen to the show, and I'll tell you what I find out there. Everyone knows, if you've looked on there, we've been every place from we went to Venice, Illinois, to Maui. We've been to any place that's out there, the coral ones in Florida. We went to the Keys. We went to
– You haven't come to Maine.
We're going to go to Maine. We've talked that. We want to come and see our friend Dina. And I had a gentleman today teasing us. Those of you know, around in Portland, if you get a hold of Dina, you can contact her and have a reading up there. I've had a lot of you guys writing me, how do we get – come up? I would love it. And, you know, and we could take some pictures. I've seen some of the nature. Dina, you've got some beautiful places up there.
It's gorgeous here. Absolutely gorgeous.
I got a picture of magic people. Those of you who will tune in to my Facebook, you can see where there are the little magic people, which we, you know, they call the little fairy ones, the light feathers. You know, they live our way. They call the little light warriors and the little light lighted people. And what is really excellent is you can see a picture of them. I've got one over here that we got in D.C. I've got some other ones that I have picked up through the years. You know, as I'm a tree hugger, I will confess, and it's beautiful. So we definitely, and I've heard that Maine has the most magical little people, is what I've always been told.
Like me.
Oh, I didn't mean a 5'1" on you. What I meant, actually, like a 2.5-incher. You know? We love you, Mary Lou. We better go. Thank you for calling in.
You, and check out West Virginia.
I will check it out. Thank you, my friend.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye now.
We're having a wild one. I hope you guys are, too. It's just so much fun. We've got people writing in. Sally's writing us from down in parts of Florida here. She's saying, Chester, we need to know what's going on with the Reiki down here. People seem to be having Reiki done, and they're only doing one session and being healed. Now, I am a very good person. I believe this is very possible, but when we get these stories back, we can't find the individuals who've done this. Do you have any idea where this is? Because it was... the healer was actually in Clearwater. Well, send me the information. It can happen anytime. And yes, I do believe that. I actually am a perfect example of a person that was healed in actually Colorado or Wyoming, and I had one session and it healed me. And, you know, you've got to give me a little bit more to go, but it is very possible. Most of the time, you know, it's like, and what I've seen with the treatment, depending on what you're being healed for, if you're going in for a sprain or you're going in for, I've seen people that have had like a minor injury, yes, depend on the healer, depend on you and the circumstances. But to be fair, I also understand what you're saying. It should take maybe a couple sessions. Dina is more of a stronger healer in this area. Dina, what is your opinion on that?
To me, I can heal somebody in a minute. You know, it wasn't always like that. It started out like you do the traditional Reiki, you do the whole, and then okay, and then you sit you 2-3 weeks, whatever. But the energy is so strong now. You're talking 28 years ago, but the energy is so strong now that you can heal somebody just by thought, you know. And how long does it take you to really send that energy? But you have to have a high vibration to do it, meaning if you're sitting in Depressville or something like that, and everything's negative and da-da-da-da, highly unlikely that it's going to get received in a healing sort of fashion. So, you know, you've got to, it's healing is about love. So you got to be sending that love energy is what it is. And if when you do that, most anybody can be healed. A lot of people are healed by love.
We love it. We got some of you guys playing Psychics Gone Wild tonight, writing in to me. The state to do that. We will be playing that game again, and those of you know it's a game we play on our show. And what it is you can write in whether what state you want, and by the most numbers, our psychics take that state. The winner of that state is the psychic that we have worked with giving you guys a reading. We always used to give them away. We will again. Right now we're just, you know, doing it. We want to thank all of you guys that are writing in. We've got two here from Nevada. We want to put down that Dina Flanagan's the best. We want to make sure and vote for her. No, my vote is in, and I want her to know that here I am over here in Reno. I'm also asking a friend of mine to write in, and they are in California. I'm sure Dina's going to win. We love that, but that was over two years ago, and I want to tease you guys. I love you guys in our contest, but you got to kind of go with us. We're not doing that right now, okay? Because it just was like you made me laugh. You had me going until I saw the date. I thought for a minute I had done a blip or something, and we got more people here on the phones. We got a bunch of people on the phones. I have someone writing me, Jethro, how come there's nobody in the chat room? There isn't tonight, but you can go in there and chat and have fun. And to be fair to you, I have to concentrate on the phones. I can't, you know, my multiple tasking days, especially this, you want me focused. So good. They're asking me, Jethro, would you please read my friend in the room? I'm like, no, I got to do this up here. But also, and I got to ask you, please, you guys, when you get a hold of me, contact me on my website and schedule a reading. If you call my house, 99% of the time, the phones will not pick up because I'm busy or I'm on the phone. And in fairness, if you call, you got to schedule a reading in because I do this all professionally and I want to make sure. I have someone right in here, Jethro, how do I get a hold of Dina? At www.DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com or get a hold of her on Facebook. I can tell you can contact her and she will set up a reading. One of the best things is we've got it on there now where you can push the button, do the pay, all of it set up. I think Dina even has, give them your email, Dina. They're asking me your email again.
Yeah, it's essenceot@aol.com. So essenceot@aol.com.
We love it. We're going to grab some of these phones that have been up here. We've got a lot of you waiting. Thank you. Some of you have been with us over 50, 60, almost the whole hour. Let's grab a couple of these. Hello, 860. What are you doing, 860? I almost missed up your number.
Hi, how are you? This is Amy from Connecticut.
Welcome. We're just so happy from Connecticut.
Oh, closer to me.
Rocking. And it's yeah, cool.
Fellow New England person.
Wow.
I just know.
I'm loving it.
Can I actually start off with what you did with the first caller? Can I just have you guys pick up what you pick up on me and then ask my question?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, okay.
I love, yes, and I need you to say your name so I have permission of your guides because it was cutting out.
Oh, it's Amy.
Okay, thank you. May I call you Amy?
Yeah, yes.
Amy, what I'm picking up and what I'm getting here with the energy with you is that I feel like you have been going through a situation in your life that is it's more than one thing. There's something else going on. You've got some outside something happening, but you like to take things and put it together. I see your guides real strong. I keep seeing a lot of birds. I'm seeing activity. I feel like you like to communicate and have things handled. You do better when things are a little chaotic. Some people like the dun, 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 and you're okay with that, but you're better when it's like, boom, throw it to me now. After it's over, you kind of go, whew, you get through. And they're telling me that that's part of it there. I also see that there's a person. I'm seeing someone standing back that really cares with you, but they've got to be able to let their guard down a little bit. I feel like they've got something up there a little bit with you. I feel like they're trusting and they're good with you and they love you, but they're sometimes a little bit over, a little standoffish to the rest of the world or something.
Okay. This is the person. It's not a guide, right? It's a person physically now.
I feel it actually is someone that is being a guide to you. I feel like they're trying to help you, and I feel like the person that you've got in relationship is. I feel like there's still a bridge to be built there. Something's not come all together for that with you.
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
How am I doing here, Amy? Do I get to stay and do this other year, or should I give this 35-year baby
you're
up?
You're doing good. You're doing very well. You're reading me really well. Absolutely.
I love it. And I got to tease you. I got someone writing me over here. They're like, Jethro, I could have done better than that. Well, get up there, Bridget. Get a phone and do the show. She's always giving me a bad time. She's a friend of mine in Kansas and gets away with murder because my grandkids love her. What I've got with you that's happening is they're also telling me there's another cycle happening for you. I feel like, Amy, you went through something in your life that's going to take on something new. And I feel like this avenue, I see a signature. I see some things coming together. I see this by the end of almost August. I see it by the end of July, August, something happening, and I feel like that this coming together, this, and I keep seeing signatures or wording are very strong. What do you see, Dina? Mike?
Well, what's your question, Amy? You had a question.
No, actually, what you picked up, Jethro, I think everything's happening at the same time with, like, my job and falling in love with the guy, and it just, I feel like he's coming, and it's all going to happen at the same time. I mean, I can't believe it's happening. I think one of the callers, both you nailed it when, you know, you were saying how your rewards are coming, and this is it for me as well. Like, I feel like I've been through a lot, but now it's time for the good stuff. So, Dina, what do you think for that?
Yeah, definitely. I felt an energy shift. Like, I felt you went through an energy shift over the past year is what I'm feeling.
Yes.
And
yeah,
and you did a lot to get there. Like, I see you, like a lot. You've done a lot and you've endured a lot and you've been through a lot, but you persevered. And so I saw the shift happen. Yeah. So in this new energy shift, I feel like you're finally going to be able to accomplish things that have been holding you back, you know, that have been feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, what the heck, why can't I attain this? So with this energy shift, it's opening doors so that these things are attainable, and don't stop, because your perseverance is what's going to get you there, you know, and it's a good, So you're on the right path. You're right there. And these things will all be coming into like gel form, like coming to fruition over. I'm feeling like it's already beginning, but over the next year and a half, you're going to really see a lot of difference. And it's because you made it happen. You know, a lot of people, they just don't want to make it happen. Yeah, like, okay, whatever. Yeah. No, you really went in and made it happen. So they're hearing you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just so grateful. I hope to have my book out in the next year or two. So that totally makes sense. All of what you're talking about, I'm a speaker as well. So just going from one thing to the next, and it's just all coming into just, it's like roll. It's just awesome. I can't believe that this is finally happening.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good. You've earned it. You've earned it.
Thank you for calling. It's nice to meet you, Amy. Well, we love you. We got one more chance. We got 6 minutes. We're going to try to grab somebody else. We got them all waiting. And thank you for calling in. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
We are wild, and we're grabbing phones, and we're doing it, and you guys are doing it old day, wild way. Here we go. Do it this way. Jethro, how long have you done this? I can't believe that you talk this quick. I can't believe I've done it over 30-some years, and you don't listen that quick. That's what worries me. No, I'm just teasing you back. I am a quick talker, and I will give you that. And tonight, I'm a little higher on energy because I went a little out. I drank a little Coke before the party. No real Coke, just the drink. I've got someone else asking me, why are all of the lights flashing off and on in your Facebook? I didn't know they were. Are you sure that your eyes aren't blinking a lot? I don't know what's happening. I just got to tell you.
It's the auras shining through.
We're blinking at you. We're just giving you a little bit of a wink, and we know you're out there. Don't you want to talk to us? I've got a lot of you going in. I want to thank all of you guys that are writing in today. We have a couple of people that are telling me that you have been getting some things that are really strange in Albuquerque, and that the skies have been showing you stuff. The pictures you're sending me look like that you've got something there. You want to talk to Linda Irwin? Those of you who know Unseen World, I would check over there. She's more of a specialist of that. And, you know, that's a friend of ours, one of our hosts, a phenomenal person. Check with Linda. Go and, you know, and do it. I have, through the years, I respect that. I do believe in it. It's something, Dina, do you believe in? Do you believe in those UFOs?
I really believe there's other, you know, existence out there for sure. Why would we be the only one that exists? So I do believe it. It's too much proof not to, and it's just the feeling I get because you have all different, like, people come from all. Sometimes you go like, what are you, from another planet? Because they just think so different. You know what I mean?
We got another one. We're gonna grab it. We got 5 more minutes. How about 856 776? We got about 7 of you. 856-776. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello? Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Did you call your whole county to call in? There's a bunch of you, and I got a bunch of people behind and other numbers. What are you guys doing over there, 856?
Well, this is Laura.
Laura, we love
Hi.
You. This is Jethro and Dina. Hi. And
Hi.
You're in Connecticut, too?
No, I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. Hi. Now you know why I was not the sociology major or geology, huh? I'm just like, God, Jethro. I sounded like was in the same area. Okay, I'm teasing you differently, Laura. Come on. What can we do here, honestly, as a psychic can help you?
Okay, so I want to buy a house. I'm on a contract. It's supposed to end in September. And I'd like to know if I'm going to get extended so I can still get my house this year or if I'm going to end up starting over because I have to go on to another contract.
That's a good one. That you got me, Laura, because I got to tell you, the guys are giving me, like, their stalls. I'm seeing things that they're there, and I see something that's being mixed up, but it's still – I feel like it's tied up to what's happening with the papers. You got me. What would you say, Dina?
Yeah, you know, I was feeling the same thing. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That's like blank, you know, like stalls, like you said. I don't think that they know yet. You know what I mean? This is why I think we're getting that. I do feel the one thing I do feel though. I do feel that. You will get a house. You will get your house or a house. I do feel that. But as far as the how you get it, I'm not quite sure. But that job, as far as that job goes, I feel stalling or indecision or something like that. But as far as a house, you will get a house, whether it's now or, you know, 6 months from now or a year from now, whatever. I'm feeling like that is going to happen. That isn't a question in my mind.
Well, I walked out of my apartment the other day, and there were 3 black feathers on the sidewalk, and they were spread open like 3 fingers would be spread wide, and a bird wouldn't drop their feathers like that. It was really weird.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely time. It's time, and you will get a house. I mean, it's showing me really clearly you'll get a house. So just sometimes. It doesn't always come in the way we want it to come in. Sometimes there's other ways. So just keep your mind open to that because it is coming.
Okay, but it might not be this year.
A little bit of
It's not that far away. I'm not feeling it far away. Just it's saying keep your mind open to it.
Well,
so in other words,
see, when you go ahead. To get a mortgage, though, you have to be employed 6 months.
Yeah.
Right, 6 months.
Yeah.
And when I start new contracts, sometimes they're 3 months or sometimes they're 6 months. And this is the first time I've had a contract that's been a year-long contract where I could get approved for a mortgage. So if this contract ends and I have to start over again, you know, my question is, if that happens, then I'm going to have to start the whole process all over again with trying to get a mortgage.
Uh-huh.
And we love you dearly. They're giving the time. They're telling us to go with that. And I apologize. We're going to have to go. We've got less than 60 seconds.
Keep the faith.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Laura. And we welcome all of you guys tuning in. Yes. And we're going to be back here next week. And it's like it's gone wild, 773-897-6461. Remember, you guys that are coming in to get not just a taste of the appetizer, get the whole meal. Get a hold of me or Dina, and we will do the reading with you, a half an hour or an hour increment. Or if you're really busy, send us an email and pay for an email reading. We'll do it that way. We can read it for you that way. Get a hold of us. Do it. We are real busy, but right now we have a little bit of a lull because we've opened up some extra days so you can get in. I had someone ask me, you know, you want to get the readings. We're putting extra time in for you. So please contact us so we can get those readings in for you, and you can have it done here today or tomorrow. I know that tonight's 9 o'clock, so I would say tomorrow. But all of you guys that are calling in, get a hold of us. We'll have some. We'll get you in.
I don't think people realize that the amount of information you get in a regular reading, a full reading. Like we're trying to talk fast, get the message out. Mm-hmm. So much more detail that comes out in a reading. That's incredible. So yeah, it makes a big difference.
And we love you guys. Stay wild. It's the way to be. Remember, check us out on our website, www.jethrosmith.net, www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com. Until next week, blessings to you and stay wild. It's the way to be.